This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
News with Chris Barnes.
Receding floodwaters in Midland, Michigan, revealing the damage left behind after two dams failed. Thousands were evacuated in Midland County when the Sanford and Edensville dams were breached after days of heavy rains. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow saying she hopes to see the owner of one of the two dams that breached, Boise Hydro Power, held accountable for the devastating flooding, as the company had a history of violations.
They had plenty of warnings, lost their license, and they should have acted. I certainly think there's private responsibility here.
President Trump saying the U.S. will stay open if a second wave of coronavirus hits later this year, as experts predict it will. The president saying his administration would put out the fires but would not close down the country again. He made the pledge while touring a Ford plant in Michigan yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Most of the business being conducted by Congress as the pandemic continues has to do with the pandemic. At a hearing yesterday, Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise was going after China over its role in the coronavirus outbreak.
China lied to the world about this disease.
The House Minority Whip accusing China's government of hiding evidence about the pandemic when it first began and then hoarding medical supplies for itself. Just learning of a passenger jet crash, it had 107 people on board when it slammed into some houses near the airport in Karachi, Pakistan, a short time ago. There's no word yet on casualties. The son of murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi says he and his siblings forgive their father's killers. Salah Khashoggi posting a statement on Twitter today saying they do pardon those who killed their father in 2018 at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. The elder Khashoggi's remains have never been found. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Trump administration, before the day is over, to announce some new guidelines concerning religious observances as the pandemic is still going on. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendations should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Gas prices this Memorial Day weekend, the lowest since 2003. Of course, it's because of the pandemic, or at least partly so. AAA reporting the average gallon of unleaded regular nationally is $1.87, the first time it's been below $2 during the Memorial holiday in 17 years. And Amazon is pushing Prime Day back to September this year, the company deciding to move the two-day annual big sales event because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's put financial strain on a lot of Americans and also on the company. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, as always. And, boy, this is an interview I've been waiting for a long time. In fact, it's been too long since Matt Whitaker and I have been able to get on the radio and talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But right now, we're going to talk about his brand-new book, Above the Law, the Inside Story of How the Justice Department Tried to Subvert President Trump. Matt, welcome back. Good to have you home with us.
I am very glad to be with you again. It's been way too long, but a lot has been happening in my life since we last talked.
Your life and the life of Americans. You know, Matt, I was just saying this morning that I think we're having a revival of common sense coming back to the country. And maybe this is a byproduct of COVID-19, that people have been shut down. They're starting to reconnoiter and reconnect with their brain matter and realizing, especially with some of these recent revelations, that too many people have been lying to us.
Yeah, and it's what you said, it's common sense, reason and common sense, rule of law, all the things that are the foundational principles of our country are what's going to restore the country. And I think there is a renaissance of those ideas, but, you know, we are fighting against the media that does not believe in those principles.
Well, and it's amazing, Matt, especially when, you know, and I got to think, for the congressmen that were behind closed doors in these hearings with the John Brennans and the Peter Strokes and all these others who have participated in this cabal that's taken place and really have thrust us into a constitutional crisis. I mean, in order to protect themselves, they were honest behind closed doors. But then they go off to CNN and MSNBC and, you know, the three other major networks, and they flat out lie. I guess maybe they thought that we would never find out the truth. And so far what we're finding out, I mean, we're realizing the whole bunch of us, you know, did everything they could to deceive us and, you know, scarily almost affect, you know, what came down to a coup.
It did. And, you know, this is one of the reasons I wrote my new book, Above the Law, that came out this week, was to tell this story and also offer a way out of what we experienced for over 2 years, maybe even 3 years, and that was an attempt to undo the election of 2016. You know, we look at these players, three of them are on the cover of my book, Jim Comey, Andy McCabe, and Peter Strzok, and, you know, they would tell us, you know, they believed that the President of the United States, that the first National Security Advisor, and others were agents of Russia. And, you know, they believe Carter Page was an agent of Russia. And ultimately, that was a fable. It was I call it the Russia collusion fable, which is, it was just a story. It would really boil down to, if you read some of these recently disclosed, not only the testimony in the House Intelligence Committee, but also you read this new Susan Rice email that's been declassified that explains this January 5th of 2017 meeting with President Obama, Vice President Biden, and others. Mm-hmm. And you look at it, and really it was a disagreement as to who's a bigger threat, Russia or China. Mm-hmm. They thought because the Trump administration, including the president and Michael Flynn, believed that China was a bigger threat, to the country for the next decade or the next century, that somehow that made them agents of Russia because, you know, they believe Russia was a bigger threat. Russia can't even project power beyond about 30 miles past its own border.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest as to who the bigger threat is. I mean, they're an asymmetric threat, and they're disruptive, sort of fly in the ointment. But at the same time, I mean, the Chinese, I mean, I saw firsthand whether it's this coronavirus situation that originated in China, whether it's fentanyl deaths, so we see tens of thousands of overdose deaths from using this highly concentrated opioid, whether it's their intellectual property theft bill. I mean, I think, you know, there is no doubt in my mind if it's China versus Russia, who's the biggest threat to the United States and our preeminency and our greatness, it's the Chinese. There's no doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing, it's interesting, is that keep in mind, it was Barack Obama who laughingly teased Mitt Romney, the GOP presidential nominee, saying that when Romney said, look it, we've got to keep an eye on Russia, he commented, he says, well, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back, remember?
I do remember that. And, you know, the arrogance of the President Obama and his team, whether it's Eric Holder, who I discuss in my book, or whether it's, Loretta Lynch or Jim Comey or Sally Yates, all of these characters that were especially at the Department of Justice or at the White House, I think missed a significant shift in the world. And, you know, they believe that they're globalists. They believe that they somehow are masters of the universe. But ultimately, they were just dead wrong as to what the real threat facing our country. And we're paying a price for their failed leadership. And, you know, I just think about all of these events that the Obama administration got wrong that is now that we are paying a price for. And, you know, and yet Joe Biden somehow, you know, wants to come back and restore us to that period of time, which is really, I don't think there's many Americans that really want to go back to the Obama administration of a sluggish economy, weak foreign policy, America, really in the decline. It almost felt like the Carter malaise that, you know, there were limitations on American greatness. And that's, I think that's one of the, refreshing things that President Trump brought back. I think, you know, this is something I talk about in my new book, Above the Law, is that, you know, the president is tireless in his efforts to restore American to its greatness. And, you know, and one of the things about this coronavirus and its impact on our economy is, you know, he built the greatest economy in the history of our country and really the history of the world. And I think he can build it back again as we're now reopening.
Yeah, if you want to know what somebody was going to do, look at what they've done. And it is what I call the law of capacity. And he created new capacity, you know, for we the people, put them back to work again. You know, to your earlier point, Matt, I'm in the process of writing a commentary titled 8 Wasted Years that I know I'm going to get in trouble for. I'll tell you that up front. Because as I look back on the 8 years of the Obama administration, I don't have a positive takeaway. I I'm talking to other friends, I said, please give me a positive takeaway from the 8 years of the Obama administration. And I look back on it and I go, wasted, just like you said, the apology tour, the misrepresentation of our country internationally. I mean, kind of amazing, you know, because people have asked me, so, well, was Barack Obama Muslim? I said, I don't know if he was a Muslim. He says he's a Christian. I said, but he certainly is Muslim sensitive. There's no question about it. But that being said, you would think with all the things that he did, for Muslims, that there would be a sword dance for him. But there wasn't a sword dance for him, a sword dance for Donald Trump. And you go, what am I missing here? The Muslims honor him when they come together, and there is, you know, which is an honorary thing. So that's quite telling. But that didn't happen for Barack Obama.
No, and I think you're absolutely right that, you know, there were 8 years of opportunities, and not only opportunities that were lost, and I'm sure you're going to describe in your piece, but I really believe that it set the table for many of the challenges we face today. I mean, you know, they pretty much ignored this what I would describe as hollowing out of the middle class. They ignored the crisis on the border. They ignored so many of these challenges that we're now paying a dramatic price for, and the rule of law, quite frankly, is paying a dramatic price for. And I outline many of those challenges that we face and a solution you know, in this new book that's out Tuesday, called Above the Law. And I'm glad that you and I have reconnected to talk about.
We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Matt Whitaker after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like to hear from us. Matt Whitaker continues with us, an American attorney, a politician who served as the acting United States Attorney General from November 7, 2018 to February the 14th, 2019. When Matt came on the scene, I knew it was going to be a breath of fresh air, that the focus was going to be on the rule of law. And, of course, he now has gifted us with the book Above the Law, which is now available, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. And I'd say that they more than tried. They were pretty effective. In fact, I want those 3.5 years back, Matt, and a lot of Americans, and I'm talking Main Street Americans, the very people that you talked about who have been elevated under this administration. It was as if the heavy hand of the bureaucracy and the government, the deep state, and these globalists had really taken away America's jobs. They had blighted Main Street America. And, you know, Donald Trump comes on the scene and says, look, you're not forgotten. You know, and he made, just as President Obama made a statement that he was going to fundamentally transform, you could see the reverse engineering when Donald Trump came on and said, we are returning. We are turning the country back to the people where it belongs.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And one of the, you know, concepts that I explore in this book is the idea of coastal elitism, where these people that grow up, you know, in California or New York or in Washington, D.C., in the Beltway, that they attend these prestigious schools. You know, they transit in and out of government from law firms and big corporations back and forth. And really, they have no concept as to how American entrepreneurs create wealth, how businesses thrive in Main Street America, places where you and I live and are from. And so, you know, I think it's very important that, you know, we have folks with reason, common sense, and that understanding of the real American economy, you know, manufacturing, Main Street businesses, you know, handshakes with, you know, and on deals done on handshakes and all those kind of things that really have made America preeminent. And I think that's one of the frustrating things. I look back on those 8 years of the Obama administration is the, you know, they did not believe in their heart that in American exceptionalism. And I think it's really one of the things that this 2020 election is going to be about is whether America as an idea and as a constitutional republic can continue to be a beacon of freedom to the globe, or whether we're just one of 200 plus countries in the world that circle around the sun every 365 days.
Exactly. Why should we apologize for all the hard work and accomplishment? You know, as if, you know, that was just given to us, like there wasn't any blood, sweat, and tears, you know, poured into the American dream and our rich history. And sure, you know, we've made mistakes. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, it's called life, the journey of life. We've gone through it. But with each mistake, we've bounced back, Matt. I mean, look at our history. You know, whether, you know, you look at the, you know, from the American Revolution, you know, it wasn't like the Revolutionary War just was, you know, like, and I keep telling people, it wasn't like we had 1,000% and everybody involved, you know, with the colonies said, hey, yeah, we're in for this new American dream. I mean, there was disparate ideas then. It continued on through the Civil War and on through this rich history of America. But the thing is that this is where we're so grateful to our founding fathers, is we've always had the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence. That's been our North Star to bring us back. And that's what we've lost sight of. And I think this is where we find ourselves today, and where I believe your book, Above the Law, is going to be transformative in helping us regain and, you know, come in alignment with our North Star.
No, you're right. And one of the things that I included in this book, because I thought it was so important, and it really is the North Star, is a copy of the Constitution of the United States of America. And I know, you know, my friends at the Huffington Post who reviewed the book suggested that that was a waste of paper to print the Constitution. But I think it's the foundational and fundamental document. And, if, you know, if I had more pages to include in the book, I would have included also the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, and other sort of, you know, just foundational pieces of parchment that ultimately guide everything we believe in. Because, you know, this is, you know, if you look at the 1.4 billion people in China that have no concept of individual liberty and how important that is to us, you just see how our ideas and our ideals are not necessarily the ideals of the world. And so it's where we have to have leaders. We have to have regular people, citizen servants, I like to call them,
yes,
that go here to, you know, both go to Washington, D.C., go to their state capitals, serve serve, but don't do it as a profession. Don't do it as a career, but right. Do it because they know that it's a sacrifice that people sacrifice in their own unique ways, whether it's police officers and sheriff's deputies or soldiers that, you know, are deployed in foreign countries to advance our foreign policy agenda. But fundamentally, we need people, everyone, to participate in some way in the civics of this country and to understand why we do it. And the closer we can get to that ideal for every single individual in the United States and every single citizen, I think we're going to continue to restore and rejuvenate this republic. And if we don't, then we'll have these, what I describe as coastal elites, in this book, that are going to be the master of the universe and rule over us. And we'll look back and wonder how we lost the greatest gift that was ever given to us by God.
Exactly. And Matt, you referenced in the first segment these coastal elites and the vision that they had, and that it was much more, you know, much more than just, getting rid of Donald Trump. This is about power and control. This is central command. Their control. Lindsey Graham called them out, as you'll recall, in the Kavanaugh hearings about their lust for power and control. And he just says, I hope to God you don't get it. But doggone it, they were pretty close.
Yeah, they were, and there is no doubt that their attempts to undo the election of 2016 came very close. I mean, it was 2 years of the Mueller investigation, which I, for a period of time after General Sessions resigned and I became acting Attorney General, I managed that, and I talk about this in my book, just how that was an attempt to undo the election, how it was the investigation and the ongoing investigation really was never about any evidence of Russian collusion, because there wasn't any. No one ever found anything, and all along the way, actually, there's evidence that there was never any evidence. Ultimately, it became what I describe as a obstruction of justice trap for the president, for me, after I became acting attorney general, and for others, that just waiting, Mueller and his team were just waiting for someone to do something that they could claim was an obstruction of justice and get this president impeached and removed. And, again, once they couldn't do that, then you see they went right to the Ukraine thing, and they're still arguing in the Supreme Court trying to get the Mueller grand jury materials as of just yesterday.
Exactly, which is absolutely unheard of. I mean, we know the game. They're going to continue on with it. I mean, just in the Mueller investigation alone, what we paid to the Bob Mueller team, what was expended in Congress, in the Senate, and in the House of Representatives, you're probably talking about $70, $80 million in total, for this hoax and this witch hunt that they went upon. I mean, how do you face the people and knowing that you wasted their money? But like you said, they have no conscience. Their conscience has been seared for the sake of their lust for power.
I think you're right, and it's power for power's sake. And again, one of the themes, Bill, of my book Above the Law is that we can never let this happen to another American president, another American citizen. And we need to always guard against these types of things. And people of good, faith and goodwill need to guard against and defend, these important principles of rule of law, which descends into proper predication of investigations and not using the government, sort of against political opponents.
Well, Matt, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to the continued conversation on this, because the next question that begs an answer is, how do we do that? How do we make sure this doesn't happen again? Matt, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and of course it is available at all the usual places, right?
It is. You can get it at not only Amazon, but Barnes & Noble, Target, Sam's Club, Books A Million, and you can get a signed copy at Premier Collectibles.
You got it. Thanks, Matt. Take care. Be well.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Talk to you soon.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! credible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500-1HIT. That's 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Receding floodwaters in Midland, Michigan, revealing the damage left behind after two dams failed. Thousands were evacuated in Midland County when the Sanford and Edensville dams were breached after days of heavy rains. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow is saying she hopes to see the owner of one of the two dams that breached, Boyce Hydro Power, held accountable for the devastating flooding, as the company had a history of violations.
They had plenty of warnings, lost their license, and they should have acted. I certainly think there's private responsibility here.
President Trump saying the U.S. will stay open if a second wave of coronavirus hits later this year, as experts predict it will. The president saying his administration would put out the fires but would not close down the country again. He made the pledge while touring a Ford plant in Michigan yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Yeah, we sure do, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in on the good fight, because it requires a country that relies on self-responsibility and commands us, as we the people, to be the power brokers, not the insiders in the beltway. I mean, this is where the tail has been shaking the dog, and this is why we find ourselves in the position we are today. But I think that, you know, this is a perfect example and an opportunity for us to right the ship and take the rightful control of this country and put it in the hands of the people where it belongs. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Bonner Cohen joins us now. And Dr. Cohen is, of course, we always love having him on because of the insight that he brings, senior analyst with CFACT and internationally recognized expert on natural resources, including energy, the environment, and property rights. Dr. Cohen, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Well, it's good to be here.
Well, you say certain measurable harm was imposed on our civil liberties, on our economy, on our health, so we could reduce the less certain public health risk of COVID-19, and this must never happen again. You know, that seems to be a growing sentiment, but it's not necessarily the right gospel in all the churches right now because of the fear factor, because of the damage psychologically that has been thrust upon, you know, the psyche of the American citizen.
That's absolutely right. It's an amazing and very tragic chapter that we are going through. To begin with, one of the things that we have learned from COVID-19, the diseases, this is primarily a sickness that afflicts urban areas and very close by adjacent suburban areas. And yet the policies that we adopted, at least in the early stages of this, tended to be statewide policies encouraged by the federal government, but statewide policies which did not differentiate between between areas which were hard hit, which in some states, actually no urban areas ever were, but in other states, Illinois, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, obviously there were, and those areas which were not hard hit within those states. And so over time, we began to realize that we were penalizing millions upon millions of people in the name of combating a disease with which they were, for the most part, not largely confronted.
Exactly. And yeah, they weren't. They're not participating in it. You know, just by virtue of their geography and that.
And that's right. But they're also, by virtue of the policies that were imposed, they're no longer participating in putting food on the table, taking care of their families, and having gainful employment.
Exactly.
So this was a bitter lesson we have learned. Now,
have we learned it though, Bonner?
Oh, very slowly, some, a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
You are seeing in certain states a partial opening up, even in places run by Governor Michigan, for instance.
Right.
Who initially announced a statewide clampdown on the lockdown for Michigan, even though the problem was restricted almost entirely to the city of Detroit and two surrounding counties. Most of the rest of that state was untouched or only slightly touched. Even she now, under tremendous public pressure from people who have had enough, is beginning to relent and gradually opening up parts of the state. Even Governor Cuomo in New York, who, in my view, has been far and away the worst actor in this, by virtue of his decision to sign an order ordering, mandating that people inflicted with COVID-19 be granted admission to nursing homes where you had the most vulnerable people. Because one of the oddities of COVID-19 is it's rather selective in who it goes after.
Right.
And it disproportionately afflicts mostly elderly people with pre-existing conditions.
Right.
Where do they tend to congregate? Answer, nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And where did Governor Cuomo put COVID-19 people? In precisely those facilities.
What was he thinking?
Disastrous consequence.
How did he come to that conclusion, Bonner? I mean, that just seems to me so academic. And I heard him try to deflect it and blame it on federal policy, that this is what he was told to do by the feds.
But actually, he wasn't. In fact, four states did more or less what Cuomo did. They are New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. Those are the four states who did. The other 46, whatever mistakes they may have made, they didn't make that one because they had the common sense not to do that. Look at it. Where are you going to have the people who are most vulnerable? They're going to be in nursing homes and in assisted living facilities. Yeah. So his blaming this on Washington, specifically Trump, is ridiculous because it's a decision that he made, and of course he doesn't want to take responsibility for it.
It's amazing how they pick and choose, you know, that they are the governors, they're the ones, you know, that are so responsible, except when they don't need to be responsible.
And
of course, the sad thing of all this is they get backing by the mainstream media at a time when we really need the truth. And I tell you, I cannot wait until we get beyond this and we start looking at these things. I mean, look at. And this is not to be super critical of Cuomo and others. You know, this thing came upon us suddenly. What galls me is, for political purposes, they want to make, like the president, the scapegoat of all this, as if he waited. And, and slowly but surely we're getting information on how the WHO participated, the NIH, how they were, slow on the uptick to give us the information we needed. And oh, yes, let's throw China into the mix as well. But, it's not so much a blame game as much as it is, let's understand what the heck happened. And as you say, and as many of us want, to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
That's exactly right. We have seen which federal agencies performed reasonably well, and sadly there were not many of them. CDC also initially dropped the ball, but the CDC had been coasting on its low mentally unprepared to do this. One of the most intriguing problems, of course, is how we're going to structure our relationship with China once the smoke clears, because the disease originated there. It was suppressed within China. The Chinese authorities were not honest with their own people about this, and they imprisoned and saw to it that doctors disappeared who warned about this. And then I would contend that they knowingly exported this because they knew they had a problem, and they continued with international flights. And that is how the disease spread from China to Europe and then to the United States. Now, how do we restructure our relationship with China in the post-COVID-19 world, given the mutual economic dependency that we have, but also dependency that we have on China for pharmaceuticals, for the active ingredients that are contained in pharmaceuticals, along with other very sensitive things, rare earths, other precious minerals. We cannot go back to that world because we can find ourselves at the mercy of the very power whose complete irresponsibility led to all of this anyway. There was going to be a Wuhan virus, but it could have been largely contained in China instead of being unleashed on the world, which is exactly what the authorities in Beijing did. So one of the things we're going to have to look at, and we're going to have to look at it right now, is how we are going to deal with an extremely bad actor, which China has become. We all thought, or many people thought 20 years ago, when we allowed China into the World Trade Organization, well, once they start playing by the rules, they'll become a responsible actor, and the trading with China will be like trading for the European country or anybody else. Well, that didn't happen.
It didn't happen, never will happen. And then meanwhile, they've been doing everything they can to fortify themselves, whether it's militarily. You talk about rare earth elements that they've been, that they've been collecting all over the world, for that matter, and taking over countries to that end.
Facilities for those things.
There's a lot more to that. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
By Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
This is sponsored by Novartis. Melanoma is a serious form of skin cancer. It is often treatable when caught early, but if melanoma advances and spreads to other parts of the body, it can be difficult to treat. It's important to know what type of melanoma you or a loved one may have so you can understand available treatment options. Danya, who was a caregiver to her daughter Sawyer, experienced melanoma mutation testing firsthand.
Mutation testing is of great importance. It can give you a roadmap of treatments that may work for a certain mutation. Therefore, we knew which treatment plans to pursue for Sawyer's melanoma.
Danya knows the honor that comes with caring for a loved one with skin cancer.
Being Sawyer's caregiver was one of my biggest accomplishments and an honor. Sawyer and I kept faith alive in each other, and we were lucky to have 24 years together. She faced her battle with dignity and humility. Her legacy is, have faith and never give up.
To stay informed and learn more, visit knownowbraf.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immunity.
Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Bonner Cohen continues with us. Bonner, you know, admittedly, I'm not a doctor. My own personal doctor accuses me often of practicing, you know, medicine without a license. But I got to tell you, this is all one big challenge because of, as you referred to earlier, these models that we got from whether it's the CDC, from the Imperial College, the same people that gave us all these goofy models about climate change and what was going to happen. I mean, if we went by those models, half of the world would be underwater and half of the world's population would be gone, I think, is what they projected. But the same people that gave us that was, you know, the people that they relied on. When I say they, I say Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, to bring a model to the president saying, look, we have got to shut this economy down. And in my understanding here, in terms of, you know, the natural course of things, like you said, you look at this thing as it comes upon the country in a unemotional, logical, common sense sort of way, and you say, look, you protect the most vulnerable. And also you understand, just like with the flu, and I say just like the flu, I'm not saying it is like the flu, but just like we've learned with the flu and other pandemics, is that there is a thing called, you know, herd immunity. Our bodies are so miraculously constructed that some of us within the population have the ability to be asymptomatic, to create antibodies, and to protect the greater number of people. And what I suspect, and that we may find out down the road, again, you're the expert, you know better than I do, so this is clearly just Bill Martinez's opinion, you know how much that's worth. But what I think that they're going to find out down the road is that we may have flattened the curve, and the way we flattened the curve, we did it at the expense of compromising herd immunity. What do you say?
Yeah, I think you've made a very good point. To the first thing you raised, the models. Basing public policy on models, whether you're talking about energy policy, climate policy, or in this case, COVID-19 policy on models, is an act of folly. Models are, to the extent that they have some use, they are highly dependent on the quality of the under and realistic the nature of the underlying assumptions and the quality of the data. If anything in that is off base, the result will be off base. Thus did we find out, and not just the United States, but other countries, that the models that projected millions upon millions of deaths from this were spectacularly wrong. Mm-hmm. And nevertheless, we used these early models as the basis for the lockdowns, not just in the United States, but elsewhere. And I would argue that the lockdown may have actually cost just as many lives and caused just as much disruption as the actual COVID-19 did on its own. We have to move away from this. They are not science. They have nothing to do with science. They can, under certain limitations, be used in the name of science, but that's it. Mm-hmm. Now, to your second point, herd immunity. This is very important. One of the things that I think we need to do in the years ahead is go back and take a look at policies that have become very fashionable, not so much at the federal level, but there too, if you go to some of HUD's regulations, but at the local level with respect to housing, because it has been very fashionable to drive local housing toward density, high density housing, we are told, is more sustainable. It is more climate resilient. But we have also seen in areas of the country most afflicted by COVID-19, and they are not coincidentally urban areas, mm-hmm. This is where the disease took hold and did the most harm because it can spread more rapidly in densely populated areas than in sparsely populated areas. Again, that's just plain common sense.
Exactly.
And when people say that this high-density housing is more sustainable, yeah, it's more sustainable for a virus or for an influenza or for anything else, but not necessarily for the people who live there. And so we need to look at ordinances that do away with single-family housing, as many have done in cities throughout the United States. You are just asking for trouble when the next pandemic comes, and come it will.
Yeah.
Similarly, our pouring taxpayers' money into public transportation, again, it's crowded, and again, if you were a virus, nothing could be better than a crowded subway car or a light rail car, because this gives you more opportunities.
Exactly.
It's foolish public policy designed to do one thing, but which turns out to have disastrous consequences when something like a pandemic comes along.
Well, I mean, and immediately what comes to mind is New York. I mean, New York is like tissue paper in the face of this flame, right?
Right. Over half the deaths in the country attributed to coronavirus have been in New York City, the five boroughs and a couple of surrounding counties. And there, it's a good point, because I said attributed to. There is a difference between people dying with corona with the coronavirus,
right,
and from it. The way we are counting deaths now is that if you have coronavirus and you die from it, you die with it.
Yes.
That is the same as being dying.
See, these numbers are so diluted. I've maintained that our whole line has been corrupted because of that. And even Dr. Birx said that specifically. So this isn't just some sort of urban legend.
Oh,
I mean, she said
it's
okay to assume, right?
That's right. And that has given us grossly inflated numbers. And that's very harmful because ultimately we don't know how many people died from it as opposed to dying with
it. Exactly. Well, what I'm also concerned, because of the fear factor, how it has blanketed our country and the world for this matter, is that people are overreacting. Emotions are very high. I believe, and you use the word common sense, Bonner, we have got to re-embrace some common sense here. If not, we're going to lose our minds over this thing. And next thing you know, and we're already starting to see it, where people are being injected, they're being vaccinated without their will.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This disease has given people And we know who they are, certain governors, whose names are no secret. Whitmer in Michigan, Cuomo in New York, Pritzker in Illinois, Newsom in California, powers they could never have imagined. And they have ruthlessly used those powers in the name of protecting us. And what they have actually done, they haven't really protected anybody. In fact, they have put people at risk, notably Cuomo in New York, Pritzker in Illinois, by putting people into COVID-19 afflicted people into nursing homes.
But there's greater impact, though, Bonner, when even at that, that's a surface level thing and more immediate. Long term is the constitutional crisis that they put into motion.
Absolutely. Yes. Because we are protecting you from an emergency, therefore you can forego certain civil liberties. Well, once you forego your civil liberties, believe me, you will never get them back, because that's not the way these things work. This is why, in a bizarre way, a diabolical way, this thing has been welcomed by certain people whose desire it is to strip us of our civil liberties and move the United States away from what our founding fathers imagined to what the progressive forces wanted to become.
Well, and this is why you wrote the Blueprint for Restoring Liberty, right?
That's exactly right. And that restoring liberty, it's not just restoring jobs, as important as that is, and prosperity and opportunity, but it's liberty, because they are absolutely inseparable. Once you lose one, you will lose the other.
Exactly. Well, and how can people get their hands on the Blueprint for Restoring Liberty? Because they really need, I mean, in light of increased reading these days, I mean, we need to go back to the basics. We need to find our North Star. I was having this conversation with Matt Whitaker just a moment ago, and I believe that we've lost sight of our North Star. We need to understand and identify what our North Star is, and I believe the Blueprint for Restoring Liberty helps to that end.
That's exactly right. Yes, our listeners can simply go on the web to nationalcenter.org, and when they get there, they will see the Blueprint for Restoring Liberty and Restoring Our Economy. It is well worth the read.
Well, knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen, and if we've ever needed power in the right hands of the right people, we the people, it is now, because we've got to come out of this, and it is a challenge. I mean, you know, real simple things, you know, like, do you wear a mask, not wear a mask? I mean, President Trump, he doesn't wear a mask. He only wore a mask in certain parts there yesterday in Michigan at the Ford plant, and, oh, the media was going sideways. He exercised his own liberty to participate and accept a prescription from his doctor for hydroxychloroquine, and boy, gray matter was splattering all over the place. I mean, it's like this this Trump derangement syndrome has got to ease off. I mean, it is just gotten to the measure to where we are, I want to say, blocking the acceptance and the reconnection with common sense, Bonner.
That's exactly right. Hydroxychloroquine was approved for use a half a century ago to combat malaria. Turns out it has other properties,
and it's working. I mean, even Amy Klobuchar, she claims that it saved her husband's life.
That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, this is way too much. Dr. Bonner Cohen has been with us. Bonner, always appreciate the time and the insight. You're awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
You take care. God bless.
See you. Bye bye.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place.